Oh, welcome back to the Black Art Podcast with me, Lloyd.
Me, Jake.
It is the 26th episode. It's the 6 month special, dude.
6 months. I mean, so technically we've been making the podcast for like 6.5 months, but it's the 6 month episode.
Yeah. Oh, 6.5 months?
Well, we accidentally missed two.
Did we? Oh, damn it. Well, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. When was the other one? Was it these two in a row?
No. So you missed the last one because you've been a naughty Dex boy. And the other one was, I don't know, a couple of weeks or months ago. There was one was accidentally missed. I think it was whilst you were in Miami, actually. So another time you were a naughty Dex boy.
Yeah, again, it's Dex's fault, but all will be back to normal, and we will resume our normal schedule on Monday, the 18th. So that's all good. And yes, also, well, on that topic of missing episodes, we're sorry. I'm sorry that I couldn't get on to last week's. We were so excited to do the 6 month special, and then life found a way
Yeah, it's all
to
good, man.
destroy our
Life gets in the
plans.
way. Yeah,
But without. As always, we try not to get into too much stuff of like, how's your week been? Oh, how are you? You feeling great? Yeah, right, nice. We are all about the magic on this podcast. We are all about creativity. We're all about magic. And since the 6 month special, Jake, tell everyone what who may not have heard at the end of last week's episode, what your idea for this episode is and what we're going to attempt to do.
Well, I kind of poo-pooed your idea about doing a purely listeners question episode. We can still get to some listener questions and things that have been sent in, but I liked your little suggestion about coming up with a trick, which is kind of what this podcast is about, but coming up with a trick that is going to be like EDC go right now kind of thing.
So yeah, like a trick that we can literally ho and hopefully start performing straight away and be performing for a long, long time. Like a lot of the tricks we come up with on this podcast are quite conceptual or
Yeah.
situational. A lot of them are just completely batshit crazy.
They're
But in
the
this
best ones.
episode, yeah, they totally are the best ones. But in this episode, we genuinely want to come up with a trick that hopefully, if other people are listening and into it too, they might actually go off and be like, okay, yeah, like I'm going to go and perform this trick, even if it's just to try it.
Yeah. I
Because, yeah.
think, yeah. It's just, you know, in the past when we've, because I mean, we've done episodes where we've like ran through four or five little mini creations in a row. Like the funeral episode, I think we had about 10 effects that were all pretty feasible.
Yeah.
But
Dude,
we're going in.
I've even done Tutorial Tuesdays based off of these Blackout podcasts. For anyone that follows my YouTube channel, I do regular tutorial videos, and they're coined from watch or the coin in watch video with directly because of the Blackout podcast.
Yeah, I get royalties on that YouTube video. It's great.
Do you? Because I don't.
the interesting thing, I think, is that this might appeal to some people because we're walking into this podcast as virgins. There's been no prior discussion. There's we're both holding hands and stepping into the water together. There's no ideas in the air beforehand. I've purposely not thought about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, I mean, it goes without saying that you haven't thought about it.
But genuinely, and I'm saying this now, we probably will end up making something shit. And so by us saying, oh, just so you know, we didn't think of this beforehand. We really did come up with this on the fly. That may not very much be a good thing, but whatever happens, be safe in the knowledge that this creation is coming, as Harry Mack would say, off the top of the dome.
Top of the dome.
Top
But
of the dome.
also the thing is first drafts are meant to be shit. That's how you weed out like bad stuff. You get it out of the
Yeah.
way. It's the next stage and the stage after. So this is a first draft idea.
Yeah, to make a good omelet, you've got to break a couple more eggs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I will be honest with you, a lot of my ideas sometimes don't make it past the first draft stage because I'm quite happy being a lazy performer. But if people listen to this and like whatever it is that we can come up with, then they can add their own stuff as well.
Yeah, that's true. They could just have that one tweak to whatever the trick is going to be that takes it from a decent trick to a great trick that we couldn't think of.
Yeah, and then when they perform it, we can take credit for it.
I like the sound of that. Just slap a big fat Lloyd and Jake, created by Lloyd and Jake.
Yeah.
Especially that part that so-and-so created.
Yeah. So this is probably like a weird way to start it because I don't know which little path we're walking down. I feel like a Beauty at the start of Beauty and the Beast deciding which pathway to go down.
We take the left alley and go for a magic trick, or do we take the right alleyway and go for a mentalism trick?
Or do you do a full 180 and look round into the alleyway where a lady of the night is beckoning you in, saying, "Please come, I'll let you do both."
I'll let you do both. Please come.
Well, that's the starting point is sometimes the hardest point if you are creating purely for the sake of creating, because you're starting sans inspiration. I mean, a lot of time inspiration comes because we see something cool and we think, what can I build around that? Or you hear a cool phrase and you think, what can I build around that? So starting from a point of nothing, literally before the Big Bang, is tough.
Yeah, but I like what you said earlier. You said, this is the hot topic of the year probably, but you mentioned EDC, right?
Yeah.
When I don't know where your brain goes, but for my brain, when it's EDC, everyday carry, I think of keys, rings, belts, watches, wallets. I really don't think of. I mean, if it's that group on Facebook called EDC Magic or something. And people post it, they're like, oh, this is my EDC, and it's a fucking walk-around case. And they've got, like, caps and balls, and it's like, you don't understand what EDC means, do you?
Yeah, they're wearing multiple holsters and bulletproof bet vests like a school shooter.
Oh, God. Like, to me, like, EDC means something that you could that you carry with you inconspicuously, as in it's part of your, everyday carry, but... Like something like A Monkey by Jeff Price was good for me because it sits on my keys. It's not self-promotion, but Lux is good for me because it's on my keychain. So it's all like I don't have to think about packing it and taking it with me because it's there. Like apps on your phone are a great EDC because they're baked in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, dude. I think you're right with it being a hot topic because obviously it does depend upon your definition of EDC. I mean, for some people, obviously, their deck of cards is EDC, and for some, it really isn't. For some people, what is actually inside their wallets counts as EDC, and if that's like the case, then obviously you can bring a multitude of flat pack mentalism effects or packet tricks. So it does, we have to figure out what kind of road we're going down.
I would just say, I mean, it takes the difficulty up a notch by saying no playing cards.
Yeah.
Or not a deck of cards. I mean, you could have a card or two in your wallet. I don't even have a wallet. So,
yeah.
Or don't use a wallet. So for me, it would be a bit out there, but I'd be okay with that. But I think if we cancel out a deck of cards, that at least pushes us in a direction that we're it's like the opposite direction to where most people's heads immediately go when it comes to creating a new trick.
Yeah.
Like, right, okay, first things first, get the deck of cards out and we'll do a four ace reveal.
Yeah, I never want to have to rely on using cards if I want to do magic. I just never want to be in that situation. Like, I will use them when I want to use them. I never want to have to rely on only having these card tricks.
So, with that being said, EDC, no playing cards, right?
I think so, for now.
Okay.
We can see how it evolves, but this is fun because this is quite a kind of nebulous, throw some things out there concept. You said something that made me think then, and you said looks on your key ring is kind of an EDC for you. which I thought was interesting because it itself looks is possibly not something that everyone would, you know, not a lot of people might necessarily have on their keychain, but because it's on your keychain is what makes it like that looks normal. And I was just thinking, you could quite easily have something a little bit different and strange on a necklace.
Like a totem or something.
It could be
talisman
anything.
Even.
But the fact that it's on a necklace, who is to say that's not your everyday wear? Whatever it is that's on there.
That's true. I do love a necklace. I don't wear one very often, every now and then I do. There's something like intrinsically magic about a necklace. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like or mystical. People will put like a ring from the Lord of the Rings on there, or people will keep a secret key. Like, remember that film, The Secret Garden, or book, yeah, whatever it was? And the key, was the girl kept it on her key. I don't know. It's always like in a necklace. Like, it's the most personal place that it can be on somebody is on a necklace, almost.
Yeah. Or you might keep, you know, a vial of your loved one's blood.
Yep. Or that, like Angelina yep. Jolie and, was it Billy Crystal or something?
Billy Bob Thornton, Jesus Christ, there's quite a difference.
I know.
Billy Crystal wishes.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I think necklace really a trick, yeah.
It kind of it gives you a bit of room to play with, doesn't it? Because it could shape up to be anything it's supposed to be there. Like you say, people do wear rings on necklaces. People, you know, I've got necklaces that have got strange things on that just look like a part of an outfit.
So this is one of the things I do, especially like if I do consulting on TV, is let's get rid of the obvious. So the first trick that comes to mind is ring flight.
Yeah.
So let's not do a ring flight.
No.
Other obvious tricks are necklace through neck, I would say.
Yeah.
I've never really liked that trick. Do you know what?
It's a bit messy.
Do you know what a good trick is based off like a necklace type of thing? And I think, I'm not sure, I think he may have created it, but I'm not 100% sure. I think it was John Archer I seen do it, and I could be wrong because everything's so blurry these days. But it was like a kid, it's like an effect where you have a teddy in a bag, and somebody gives you a name, like Rose, and on the teddy is a necklace, and on the necklace is letter beads. And each bead is four beads, for example, that says like R-O-S-E.
Yeah.
You need to spell someone's name. I kind of like that. Again, it's a trick that's out there, and we're trying to create something new. But I mean, we don't necessarily not have to use a classic plot line. But it'd be
not at all. I do quite like that. There's a similar kind of. I mean, Darren Brown's done a few similar things, hasn't he? As well, that's
yeah.
It's very. That is an interesting plot line.
Oh, it could be Darren Brown.
You know. Sometimes when like a piece of imagery just pops into your head when you're purposely trying to think.
Yeah.
This is an absolutely awful idea, but it's just, I guess, a fun one to throw out there. Do you know the rubber band trick where the rubber band is taut and hidden in one hand, but stretched out so it looks normal? And then a ring will, you know, float up the rubber band.
Yeah, it'll rise up.
Imagine if you did that, like, on someone else's arm, if you put a necklace around their wrist, and it slid up their arm.
That'd be creepy.
You could obviously just, you know, some invisible thread or loops or whatever. You could do something, but I think the image just popped into my head of just it sliding up something, almost like that the ring up the rubber band.
You could do that with an invisible thread reel, electric one, or even a non-electric one. Do you know what came to my mind? Was like a professor's nightmare type thing, right? So imagine you've got a necklace on, and you know, say it's around your neck. You unclip it, you take it off and place it in a little pile on the table, casually chat away, and then you talk. I'm not sure what the presentation would be, but then when you pick it up, it's a tiny necklace. Because it was like in a pile on the table, you can't tell the length of the chain, obviously. So say the chain is, I don't know what necklace size chains are, but maybe like a normal chain would probably be about, say, 60 centimeters or 50 centimeters, I'm guessing. So you take off a 50 centimeter necklace, you place it like shink into a little like snake's curled shape on the tabletop. And when you pick it up now, it's a wristband. It's a wrist bracelet instead. So it's gone down from like 50 centimeters to, I don't know, 20. And it can only just about fit tightly around your wrist.
Mm. That's interesting.
Or you do the opposite. You like you have it on your wrist. And you say, this was given to me by so-and-so when I was a baby. And they said that I had it as a baby. I wore it as a necklace as a baby. But now, obviously, I've grown. It just about fits around my wrist. So then you take it off, you place it down, you say it's a family heirloom, blah, 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 blah. But the thing was, it was always intended to be worn around my neck for whatever scripting reasons. And then you pick it up off the table, and now it suddenly fits on. That'd be pretty cool, actually.
It'd be pretty cool. And also, I mean, like, if you've got some high quality drilling material and tools, you could quite easily make a totem where like the rest of the necklace is hid inside the actual object that's on the necklace.
Well, maybe it's in a totem on the wrist, so you can put the excess necklace hidden in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And so smart. It looks, and you could have it so that it literally looks like it's just going through a loop, but it's actually going down into. And maybe even if you had it so at the end there was a stopper that would hide the bit. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Mate, what's cool about this, right? Because you can get necklaces off Amazon for like a tenner, yeah? Two necklaces that are identical, cut one down so it's just about big enough for your wrist, and take the clasp end off and somehow fasten it on. Maybe take it to a jeweler's and have them do it for you for like a pound or two. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Inflation these days, like £300. and then you've got two that you can practice with. The first method that came to my head was a terrible method. It was a thumb tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Super, super easily.
Just take it off, put it inside the thumb tip in your hand as you drop the other one out, stretch the other one out.
Oh,
or
you
can
know
put it
what?
Into a wine glass and then.
There is a pretty cool visual with, you know, like kind of stuffing it in and then having it tip up and be larger or smaller.
Or if you, what if you did it, you know that trick, like the banana, you get two bananas and you put them on top of each other, you know, that rainbow trick. And then when you say like one's bigger than the other, you swap them around, then the other one's bigger. I wonder if it would work with necklaces and a wristband, gold chains. You have two, so you show the gut. No, it probably wouldn't, because it'd be way too big.
Possibly, yeah. Maybe worth testing at some point.
Although the other method, if you're going to shrink it, it could be easy, because you could just keep the wristband gold chain in your finger palm curled up. Take the one off your neck, and then dangle it into your hand quite openly, but on top of the hidden one in the finger palm, and then you can drop it all down on the table. And then maybe one of them is magnetized. Maybe you get two identical necklaces, one is magnetized, one's not. And then you know, you could tap. Yeah, say put your hand on top of these, and as you do, you steal one. Maybe, but that's just like, you know, a growing necklace idea. What other effects could there be?
So just very, very quickly on that same idea before going to another method, if you had both of them in your hand and you were to put them inside a container of some sort, if you, if you had something with a false bottom, that would be pretty cool too. You're sliding the necklace into it and then just placing the bracelet on the side away from wherever the little hatches or the hole or whatever it is, because they can reach in and take it then. That is quite fun.
I went to a different area in my head then. What, imagine this, right? You have, you know how you have Snapchat filters for your face and you swipe through them, boop, from left to right. Imagine you have a necklace, it's draped outside of your t-shirt, or you have your chest bare and exposed, like Russell Brand. And you say, oh, look, this is a filter for necklaces. You can swipe through and choose a different talisman for them. So you say, like, if you hold it over me, this AR can see the necklace on my chest. You swipe through and stop on any talisman you want. They do that. You take the phone, tap it against the necklace, and now that talisman jumps off the screen and is fixed to the necklace.
Dude, I love that. And how easy, because, you know, it's not really filters. It's just videos you've pre-recorded.
Yeah. And yeah.
And
Because
then,
it's on your chest.
Yeah.
So it'll always
just
be
a
the
black
same
t-shirt.
Backdrop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, you know, you've got like your little AR code is actually magnetic. You've got the talisman that you end up on the back of your phone. So it's just attaching to it on the last video.
That's clever. Yeah. That whole, yeah. So you, yeah, that would work. So you didn't even need to make an app.
No. I mean, you could, some kind of like shell app, but it could just be.
Do
I don't know.
Do your office like a.
Just do some video editing. Easy.
Yeah, I did a trick before where it's a video of my hand with a coin on my palm, and then the coin I put a processor to make it fade and vanish.
Yeah.
So, and then I made it into like a video overlay for my screen, and it looks like I'm filming my hand, and then the coin slowly vanishes, and you lift the phone up, and it's gone. It's complicated, but it looked cool. Well, it looked cool at the time. I like the idea
it
of
was
like
very cool.
Some. Thank you. I like the idea of like some sort of like a message in a cork, in a tiny cork bottle on a necklace.
Yes. Super, super into that. I've been playing with tiny little cork bottles way too much the past few weeks. made a little effect where you take the angel off the back of a bicycle card, and it's inside the bottle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It was literally only used in an Instagram video, but it was fun.
See, the first thing that comes to my head is like, imagine you're wearing it on your necklace, and then you're like, you do something where you're like, oh, hand on heart, I promise you. And as you do that, it smashes the necklace, the bottle, that's the tiny cork bottle. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And you open up your necklace, and the little cork bottle is just hanging by like some jagged, but it is glass, so it is dangerous.
Yeah.
It's not exactly going to be a repeatable effect, is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It depends where you're going with it, because it might be if you've got a piece that is just, you know, is pre-made, it's underneath a t-shirt, and you play a sound effect of smashing glass when you go like this.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it, to do?
It's a lot, but Pipe Dream Podcast, bro.
That's no, but this is the EDC Practical Performance Piece Podcast now.
I can't get out the mindset. okay. What? My mind doesn't work this way. It goes to the things that I can't do.
I like the idea of like, imagine. Okay, so this isn't. But imagine you have a necklace, and on the talisman is, for example, a tennis ball.
Yeah.
So there's like a tennis ball dangling off it because you play tennis, but it's like a miniature one, like golf ball size or something.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's inside a glass bottle, like a impossible bottle.
Yeah.
And the effect is that you reach under your shirt and you just pull the bottle out, and then the thing is still on the necklace. And it's like impossibly escaped.
Right.
And you could just have two talismans on the necklace, one that's got the bottle, one that hasn't.
Yeah.
And you can just show one and the other, and you just palm it in and out a bottle. You do it.
You know what's funny? I was thinking the other day about an effect where it was two pendants on a necklace. I was going with the bottle thing. And because I've got quite long hair, I can literally put one of them at the back of the necklace, and it's covered by my hair. And it's just like the stupidest switch.
Dude, I've just had a crazy thought. Not crazy, but like, all right. So I'm talking, people can't see, but I'm talking to Jake. He's got his headphones in, they're wired. If you look at your headphones, and it's because they look like a necklace, right?
Yeah.
They come down in a V shape over your black shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That V area is the perfect place to put a V strip of black art.
Nice.
Hidden underneath the V, you know, in the area that the V is created
And you know what? It wouldn't even look that unnatural if they were like kind of forced to be there a little bit because of it wouldn't look that unnatural.
Well, the thing is,
with this weird noises from me moving around, looking in the camera.
Well, that's because your headphones, so they're lifted off your top, but the necklace would be flat against it, flush.
Yeah.
Thing is, would it be worth hiding anything under there with black art if it could hide just underneath the... Oh, yeah, it could. It would be because, like, if you had, say, for example, just a basic St. Christopher's talisman, you could just fold it under the black art, right? So flip it upside down, and then you could have, like, a... Like, all you'd have to do is move the necklace a little bit and it would just flip into view completely visually.
I get you.
Like, totally visually. Oh no.
Oh no. Tell me what you're going to say anyway.
No. It was going to go a different direction. But that could work.
I'm quite interested now in this kind of black art.
You'd have to cut up a t-shirt to do it, but it would look really cool to make things appear. Or even, mate, do you know what would look wicked? Because if it's a necklace with a talisman, like any sort of pendant on it, it adds weight. So instead of it being like a curved shape, it is that sharp V, right? And if you've got black art in the black area V, do you know one of my favorite tricks of all time is Luba's invisible zone?
Oh, yeah.
So for anyone that hasn't seen that, it's like this little case, and you put a pet, it's like about the size of a card box, but the front of it opens like a door. So you put a pencil down or a pen down through the top and bottom, so it goes to the middle of it, almost like it's, you know, piercing it. And then you open the door, and the pen is invisible now. And you could kind of do something like that with the V and the black art. You could say, I'm going to place like this under my necklace. And there's no reason to do it. It's not logical or organic even to do it, but it would look kind of cool to have it like, and as you pulled down, if you had a pencil in there, as you pulled down, as it, the further it went down, it would like slowly melt into view.
So when you're thinking of the black art, right? Because I didn't know exactly which way you meant. Did you mean that this V area is additive on top of it? Or did you mean bit that's... Because you could do it the other way around and have this bit be taken away. Where so the outside areas are T-shirt with it cut out and the inside is a separate layer.
Do you know
what I mean? So this could be a hole as well as added.
So you could vanish things. Yeah, that would be sick. But also you could use then, so say for example, you could use it instead of making things vanish. So just, this wouldn't be normal, but say you had a red ribbon. You could, I don't know why this would be dangling under your fucking necklace, but if it was under the necklace, so it looks to everyone else, you put it under your necklace or you just flipped your necklace on top of it. You could have a duplicate piece of ribbon on the black art bit. So then you could cut the ribbon with a pair of scissors. And then as you pull, it would restore. Obviously, fucking terrible presentation, framing, everything. But just the concept of using it to like TNR or change something as opposed to just using it in the most obvious context.
Yeah. So I really, really like this. But then also, is the very mechanics and construction of it kind of against what it's supposed to be, EDC?
It's completely against what it's supposed to be. You're absolutely right.
But it's cool as hell.
It is cool as hell, yeah.
I really want to make something like that now. You know what? You know what you could do is... Oh, no, that wouldn't work. Not really, would. Ignore me.
What are we going to say? Just say it. If you think it, you got to say it.
So it's a dumb idea, but what I was going to say was part of the necklace itself to make it EDC could be the black art. So, you know, like the bottom V of the necklace is where it's just like, it is actually something you could just carry around with any black shirt or black top.
You know, like
the bottom V or something. the bottom semicircle, whatever it is. That could be where there is some black art on the back of the chain.
Oh, again, not EDC though. But well, more practical than the other thing.
Yeah, yeah. Tiny iterations.
Why has nobody, you know, those, what are they called? I'm not sure what the name of it is. That wire, the way you heat it up, memory wire, and it reveals, it reveals that it turns into the shape of a heart or something, or
yeah, yeah.
Imagine you've threaded one of those into a like a gold looking necklace. So when you heat up the necklace with like a lighter, it forms the shape of a heart or something. Just like more organic than a safety pin, I suppose.
Yeah. Would you have to be very, very theatrical with the way you remove the necklace to heat it up? Because
probably.
It's solid. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, probably, to be honest.
Unless there is there material that is that can transition from like loose to a previously known state.
It's gotta be there's a material for everything these days, right?
There's some smart people who listen to this podcast. Maybe they'll know.
Smart people on us, for sure.
Yeah.
What about using it to, like, so what I was thinking, like, what are problems with necklaces? Like, for me, it's that they can knot themselves up.
Yeah.
So okay. If you could fix a problem with a necklace, it would be you put it down, you pick it up, there's a big knot in it. You're like, oh, fuck, there's a knot in my necklace. And then if you had the memory wire, you could like, maybe wouldn't a knot, but it would at least start to unknot itself. Or you could put, if you had a duplicate piece of the chain,
yeah,
then you could put a fake, like very simple, not very creative, but you could just you could tie a little knot and put it on the chain itself. So you could take it off, you show your chain, you put it down, talk, pick it up. 2 days later, you're like, oh no, it's knotted as I put it down. And you could like visually melt that knot off and turn it into a finger ring, even.
Oh, that'd be quite fun. You know, before wireless headphones, this used to be my worst problem. The headphones knotting together. And now I've started wearing jewelry. It's happening to my necklaces. Look at this. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Oh, dude. That'd be cool. Taking a little knot off it and it turns into, oh, mate, do you know what? Okay, this would look wicked. If we could somehow make this, then if the knot is on the chain, so the chain's knotted, yeah. You're holding it so it's dangling, you mm-hmm. just shake it, the knot vanishes and a ring drops off. Or even you just, it's around your neck, there's a knot in the chain. You just, with two hands, pinching the chain either side, the necklace either side, you just like, sheek. And it just turns into a gold ring, visually.
On the chain or off?
On the chain, yes, still on the chain.
Okay, so super easy then. Super.
Yeah. Imagine this, right? You're like, watch this. I've got a necklace on. I take the necklace off. I'm holding it with one end in each of my opposing hands. I tie a casual knot.
Yeah.
But it's a loose knot, so it's not tight. It says you can see a knot here in the middle of the chain. And I place it back onto my neck. Boom, done. Now I hold again the necklace like this. I go one, two, give it like a little flick with my two hands, and now that knot pops into a finger ring.
You know what? You know what kind of does actually make this EDC is the fact that you don't need an extra piece of necklace. You just have a false knot actually tied into the necklace that comes loose when it's pulled apart.
Yeah. Does that work with a normal... Have you got, like, a chain necklace?
Let me look around. I would probably have to figure out what the best knot was, but I'm pretty sure you could easily manufacture some kind of little fake knot. Or, like, one that the only way it comes loose is literally just a bit of tension.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the opposite of tension that makes knots come loose in, like, metal, isn't it?
Oh, it's probably the opposite.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. Sure.
Okay, well, I think the movement of the ring making its way down and the general flicking of the necklace and, you know, pulling it apart a little bit for this fake knot to just come undone.
Yeah.
Because it does, because it doesn't need to be an additive piece, does it? It doesn't need to be an extra little bit of a fake necklace that you tie around it. Because also that gets rid of the cleanup then if it's self-contained.
That's true.
If there is, go on.
And obviously the method to make the ring appear is just to have it in finger palm, but thread it on. And then as you shake it, like a Sick by Sean Fields, you know, that polo from Neck. Just a nice visual would be to swing, you know, how two people hold a rope to skip, or a skipping rope, like how it swings around in circles, like oscillates, whatever. So if you did that, you had the knot in the gold chain, you're holding it with your left hand and right hand here, you just like swing it around, like you're spinning a hammock upside down, you know, and then at some point is when you activate the A slip knot to be slipped, and the fingering comes into view in like one bigger motion. But maybe because if it's moving fast, they wouldn't notice. So that when you start to slow that spin down, they would trick themselves into thinking that the fingering was visually forming on the necklace.
That's really, really interesting because that I don't know, but presentationally you could do some fun stuff with that. I mean, that's all solid stuff that will work. It's just iron out a few kinks. Solid stuff that will 100% work. Just iron out the kinks. Presentationally, I mean, you could go down the route of like some alchemy bullshit about gold and stuff.
Oh, yes.
I'm frantically searching around the area around this microphone for some kind of like gold chain or piece of rope, and I think it's all over elsewhere. Sorry.
The alchemy thing,
the holy grail
spin
of alchemy is creating gold.
Mm-hmm.
Transmogrification.
I totally need to find myself like a little replica gold ring now to try this. And a chain that looks, imagine that, maybe that's the thing, right? You get a special ring made that is made from the same link style as the gold chain. And like the insignia on the ring could be like some sort of the clasp or has a knot in it. So it isn't a normal finger ring, but it's a finger ring designed to kind of, looks like the chain.
Yeah. So you know that the holy grail of alchemists world over used to be to create gold from a different material, to create gold from nothing. It was, you know, supposedly achieved, records lost, but no one ever really knows if it was achieved. What they did manage to do, though, was transmogrify, to create material from other material and create, you know, different forms of gold from gold. Or whatever the presentation is that isn't me trying to think after a 16-hour day.
What do you mean? I would love that. I'm trying to think. What else can you add to it?
Yeah. Right.
Golden necklaces. It could be done. Like imagine you did it in a slightly less visual way, but maybe more practical way, which is to tie a knot in the gold chain. You put it into like a wine glass. And add some extra into either side. Then, as you pull either side, it comes up and there's a gold ring linked onto it. Then,
okay.
Would it be more magical to do it in reverse? You take a gold ring, you thread it onto a necklace, right?
Okay.
You using two hands again. You do this spinny, skipping hammock style twirl, and as you come to a slow stop, there's now a knot on the necklace and no ring. Then you place the necklace down and show the finger ring is back on your finger. And you untie the knot.
Oh. See, it's so hard to kind of evaluate without watching things sometimes, isn't it? Because that adds some elements, but then also removes some elements. You know, I think sometimes we've spoken about it in the past that sometimes there is a kind of a sticking point in someone's head where, okay, yeah, it was magic and it was cool, but in terms of like narrative and like what I know, does that make sense? And so does it make sense that, you know, this object has supposedly turned into a knot, but it's also back on your finger?
Where would the knot thing come from it?
Just like as a sticking point, you know, like if there's any little thing to snag on. But then if it, you know, if it turned into a knot and you're like, now it's become part of the chain, and then you slowly got rid of the knot. I don't know.
Dude, what if you take someone's, take a gold ring, you say, obviously that's one thing. I would never borrow someone's ring to do magic. The only time I've ever borrowed rings is I'm like, is this, make sure this is not an important ring, because if I lose it, I don't want it. But you bring out an old, you know, air quotes, family heirloom, a gold ring, and you tell the story of, I don't know, how this ring was, your grandfather bought it to get engaged to your grandmother, and he, you know, he was so excited, he ran down to meet her at the oak tree in the field, and when he got there, he lost the ring. So she decided she wasn't sure if she wanted to marry someone so silly, so they left it to chance. And as you talk about this, you put the gold ring on the chain, you hold it, and you say, so she picked a flower and started pulling the petals, saying, he loves me, he loves me not. And every time she says, he loves me, you spin it once. He loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. And as you say it a couple of times, you say, he loves me not. And as you stop it, there's a knot there. That's on the chain.
That's,
you
nice.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's,
and
nice.
He loves me not. And then when you look at your finger, the ring's on your finger, you say, well, she didn't believe in chance and she left it to fate. And she decided to take it upon her whim. And on the way home, as they held hands celebrating their engagement, he found the ring, and I'm alive because of it today. And then maybe that's when you reveal it on your hand.
That's the better reveal point. That could be cool. That's really cool. So So when you're spinning the necklace round, could you, you know, slowly be... What's the method?
Yeah, to turn it into a knot on the necklace.
Yeah. So is it a knot that's already there, that's hidden in your palm?
I mean, depending on how technical you want to get with the method, you could have a knot on the necklace, but it's in the palm, it's in finger palm, right?
Yeah.
And as you spin... Well, you don't need a reel, but you as you spin once, you're going to like maybe the third time, you just pull the necklace, like as in you pull the knot from out of your finger palm and around into view. So to everyone else, it looks like the necklace is in one place, but really you're just like pulling it and threading it through, like threading a wheel sort of thing.
And that's how do you get rid of the ring from the necklace? Would that literally just be pulling it taut for a second and letting it slide to one of your hands?
Oh, yeah, there is that as well.
So I guess on the last revolution, you could pull it taut each time before you do like a swinging it round. And then on the last revolution, you tilt it a little bit, the ring starts coming down to you. As that happens, you thread it and swing it so that the knot comes into view. I don't know.
Ooh. All this in my head is like a melting ring that literally becomes the thing. Yeah. You know, like gallium, silver gallium. You put it into hot coffee. I've seen people do that, though.
That's true. Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because I want the method to just be, you can go and just do it right now.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
But, you know, I mean, some of the stuff that we've just mentioned a little bit earlier, you could easily just go out and do now. Where the knot turns into the ring is a lot easier than a ring turning into the knot.
What turns the ring?
Yeah. Your presentation's a lot better than the other one. So that's why it needs to be pursued.
Yeah, it'd be fun, wouldn't it? But then just after that presentation, it can be flipped on its head. She loves me not, and then it becomes the ring. Again, did we end up on a ring flight when we specifically said we didn't want to do ring flight?
We did, but this is different.
Do all roads lead to ring flight?
All the ones I've mentioned are my friend. Oh no, you've thrown my head for a loop now. So we did kind of specifically say no, but it's cool.
It is, well, it's not a ring. I mean, a ring flight is borrowing a ring and it ends up on your necklace. This is literally transforming a necklace into a ring, or part of a necklace into a ring.
Yeah, that's true. It's the transformation slash appearance that's more. Oh boy,
it would just look so buttery to do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, can you see it in your head right now?
Yeah, I can see the visual how it would look in my head. What are the techniques and tricks do we have up our sleeves? Because you could have it on a. I mean, if it's not going to be a borrowed finger ring and there's a story to it,
yeah,
then you could have a duplicate ring,
yeah,
right? And especially if like, the duplicate ring was all like scratched up and had like a unique engraving on it, but you just had it on both,
yeah,
and then. So, and then you could also like use something like an invisible elastic thread to pull it into and out of sight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, wait, no.
The other thing is you could use, you know how there's that hanky effect where the hanky or the silk goes through the microphone stand?
Yeah.
Well, you could do something like that, right? Where, because have you seen people using that reel to unknot the silk? So you tie a knot in the silk and then it unknots.
Yeah.
Well, what I love is that you could create like some sort of synergy in that method. You could use a little reel to unknot the necklace, but at the same time, pull the ring into view. So it unknots it and it pulls the ring into view. So you're getting two movements or two uses for it.
I get you. Would that almost? No, it wouldn't. I'm sorry. I this is like the worst audio for anyone listening, but it's because I'm actually like very, very deeply into this, trying to think now. I mean, we've said it before when we're on one of the early episodes. We were like, apologies, but this is actually what it's like creating something. Sometimes you just go for 10 minutes. So the actual literal mechanics, how do you, if you had a reel, how would you see it working?
Oh God, that would be a different story, because I think I'd have to physically have one in my hand. But I do know that the end goal of this is to walk away with a trick that we can do.
Yeah,
shit.
That's the thing. Like, usually at this point, I'd be quite happy to be like, "Oh, that was some cool ideas. Let's talk about something else." But I want it so bad. It's the 6 month anniversary, Lloyd. We've got it.
Okay, I don't have a reel, and I'm not going to be able to go off and make it. But also, we have like one necklace in the house either, so I'm not going to be able to perform something like that.
Okay. Right.
Man. You could just force someone to think of a color. Okay, it's gold. Okay, here's the necklace. Just cut corners.
Oh no, you thought a red, switch it the other way around. Oh dude. Has your brain gone as blank as mine?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't help, but it's the end of a long day.
Yeah, tell me about it. The end of a long life.
You know, I think even though we haven't got a trick that's fully working, this is one of those ones I kind of love the idea so much that I actually want to go and make it, but I'm gonna need to order in some materials.
This is Lloyd's cop out because he's hungry.
I am hungry, but
that's no, besides but really, the point.
But that's beside it is beside that. No, but I genuinely do want to make it, but I'm performing, but I don't have the things that I need. So I'm gonna have to order a couple of chains off Amazon and start building it. But
Thank you.
I'm quite happy with that concept of a not
I'm happy
visually
with,
becoming a fingering.
I'm happy with that concept, but I'm also happy with the reverse concept that you had, because that I could go and do now, and I will
Yeah.
go and test out now to turn the knot into a ring. I mean, I don't think I have a gold chain, but I can try it with a silver one or a nylon thread or something.
Well, yeah, let's see how it comes out.
Interesting. So we originally were gonna perhaps have a look through some questions, but I think it might be getting a bit too late. So we could do the after 6 months special be listener questions.
Oh, so like the 6 months, 1 week special.
Yeah. It's
Yeah, that could
yeah.
be.
Because I can see the hunger in Lloyd's eyes.
It's quite frustrating that I really want to create it and I haven't got the materials here. Sometimes when I'm in this zone where I want to make something and I can't do it,
Yeah.
it gets me, it makes my brain feel itchy.
Oh, dude. Well, it is. It's that it's the pop goes the weasel thing, but you're doing it to your own brain creatively. You don't get to
Yeah.
finish the train runs out of tracks. No.
If anyone's wondering what that pop goes the weasel thing is, it's this. And on that note, folks.
I
No,
couldn't leave them. I couldn't leave them hanging.
you're a gracious God.
Oh, thank you. But apologies it took so long for a 6 month special.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm sorry, but it'll all be worth it when you all get your hands on decks. It's been something we've worked on so hard, but also just massive thank you to the listeners in general for tuning in week after week. We get lovely emails. I have some people I need to respond to actually in the emails and socials. I'm sure you do as well. I always assume that nobody listens to this podcast, and it blows me away that people are not only tuning in, but more and more people every week from all over the world.
We're up to a
And
solid 17 now.
yeah, but do you know what? Like when we started this podcast, we were like, we know this is about as niche as it gets.
It's a niche within a niche, yeah.
It's a niche within a niche, within a niche, within a niche again. And we were like, but it's for therapeutic reasons only. We just need to do it to get these ideas out of our brains and into the ether so that they exist. Otherwise, they'd be forgotten. And I think,
If we
well.
didn't have this podcast, I would be texting you 60 ideas a week instead of the just about bearable 20.
Yeah, I'd be forgetting all of my own ideas and putting one tutorial up a week at best. You know, so I just want to say thank you to all the listeners. It means so much to us that you are willing to be flies on the wall for our absolute bullshit shenanigans when it comes to creativity. And yeah, it's cool. And may long may we reign.
Long may we reign. And I know that everyone comes and listens to this because they want to listen to you, but thank you to the people who've said nice things to me and messages as well. I really appreciate it.
I'm pretty sure they come to listen to you, Jake. They go to YouTube to watch me. They come to the Blackout Podcast to listen to your soothing Scouse accent.
They hate listen. They hate listen.
Ah,
Go on
dude.
then.
Well,
Let's
anyway,
go get
thank
some
you.
food.
Let's run the audio again. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you all next week for a listener's question special. So send them in through all social media outlets possible. Go to blackartcode.com, and you can find all the different ways to contact us through the website.
Hell yeah. Love and peace.